Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny and warm. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies while Jerusalem has a slight breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortable and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon front heats up as Iran warns Israel over strategic ridge. 7 reported killed in overnight strikes as Israel targets Hezbollah infrastructure, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, the Middle East has no limbo. Hamas and Hezbollah exploit the space between war and peace, reports I-24 News earlier this hour. Also this hour, 9 said killed in Lebanon strikes. IDF says it targeted Hezbollah sites after an attack on troops, as reported by Times of Israel earlier today. Separately, IDF attacks Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Air Force planes targeted the infrastructure of the terrorist organization Hezbollah in 2 areas, reported by Israel Hayom 4 hours ago. And finally, the U.S. ambassador calls settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Qusra terrorists, according to Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a Middle East analyst, noted just minutes ago the ongoing challenge of understanding the complex dynamics around Israel and Palestine, citing misinformation and hardened discourse. Adam Louis Klein, a commentator, highlighted earlier the need to recognize the events of October 7th as genocide, stressing the importance of understanding the nature of such violence. I-24 News English shared an opinion that the Middle East exists in a challenging space between war and peace, highlighting how groups like Hamas and Hezbollah exploit this situation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that overnight strikes by Israel targeted Hezbollah infrastructure following an attack on Israeli troops. Iran has issued a warning to Israel, signaling it might escalate further. This raises tensions in the region and could have significant diplomatic repercussions. Turning to the Middle East dynamics, I-24 News discusses how Hamas and Hezbollah exploit the lack of a clear peace or war status. This exploitation allows these groups to maintain influence and disrupt stability. It underscores the need for a clearer diplomatic path to prevent further escalation. Meanwhile, Times of Israel details the IDF's response to attacks on its troops by targeting Hezbollah sites. This action is part of ongoing military operations in the region. The involvement of IDF troops in search and rescue operations in Colombia highlights the Israeli military's diverse capabilities and international role. The recent IDF strikes in southern Lebanon, as reported by Israel Hayom, targeted key Hezbollah infrastructure. This follows increased hostilities in the region. The strikes aim to deter further aggression, but risk escalating the conflict. Lastly, Forward reports on the U.S. ambassador's condemnation of settlers' actions in Qusra, labeling them as terrorists. This statement could influence how international communities view Israeli settler activities and potentially affect U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, reflects on his financial success and the emptiness he felt, as shared by Maariv Business. His insights may resonate with those pursuing wealth without considering personal fulfillment. Separately, Jerusalem Bank's stock has plunged on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange amid a mysterious disappearance case in Vienna, according to Israel Hayom Business. This situation could impact investor confidence in the bank. And finally, Tech reports a quiet revolution in robotics and physical AI amidst challenges in traditional software sectors in Israel. This shift may redefine Israel's tech landscape, offering new opportunities in innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.